then after some time of that becoming too overwhelming for me to manage in the other pieces of my life, I shifted into putting myself on stage. And so stepping outside of serving others is serving myself while serving others.
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible? I.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine and healthy. This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation. So welcome aboard. We are now live on that new series of Social Media Love podcast and YouTube channel and LinkedIn and Facebook with our first guest who helped me pick the title of the series, which is, let's go together,
Stepping into the Light.
So Mia, welcome aboard. Before I give you the mic, because I want you to explain what you do on this planet and who you help and, you know, how we met, I want to tell you, all of you, that Mia and I, we are kind of two women who loves to expand. And we each do it our own way. And I'm going to let Mia talk about her way. But I want to tell you, all of you, because I've been like hiding it almost, that I'm writing a book right now. And I know it seems that everybody's writing a book. But when you actually write a book, it's a big deal. Yeah. Oh, I hear an echo now.
I messed it up.
So I decided that I would launch a series for the podcast with amazing guests where we would explore the topic around visibility, online, offline, visibility as a concept, a word that a lot of women are using. I'm not visible enough. I want to be more visible. I'm visible. So it means many things for different people. And I want to explore that topic. And we're going to do it today with Mia. So if you don't know me yet, I'm Angelique Binet. I'm the founder of Social Media Love. And I support women entrepreneurs to find clients on the internet using their visibility without sacrificing who they are and coming from a place of joy and ease. That's my mission, to amplify your voice, one video, one post, one belief at a time. Mia, what is your mission?
My mission is to fill up the space behind you in your expansion so that you cannot back down, because as you go, you want to stop, you want to turn around, you want to stay where you are. And no, I'm sorry, honey, if you've ever heard of the crabs in the bucket who try to pull you down, I'm the opposite. I'm pushing you out. Go be free.
I love that mission. Yes. Yes. That's awesome. So, Mia, where are you talking to us from?
I am on the beautiful island, on the beautiful land of Vancouver Island in British Columbia, which is the west coast of Canada, and just past Vancouver. You got to take a little ferry boat, hop off the big continent and putt-putt on a boat over to the, I mean, it's relatively big depending where you are in the world, but yeah, Vancouver Island, BC.
So, Mia, can I do a confession right there?
Yes, please.
I didn't know you were living in Canada.
I thought we talked about this. No. This is so rare to find other mind magicians in Canada.
No, I thought you were born in Quebec, then you moved to the States.
I was born in Quebec and then I moved to Canada.
I love this. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you frozen on Instagram? Yeah, on your end. I see you frozen on my end, but it doesn't mean that you are. I don't know. Oh no, you're back. You're back. I see you. Yeah. Okay. So you are a healer, a teacher. So what does that look like in everyday life?
Yeah. It is allowing space for me to show up in all of my gifts, regardless of where they're being applied or used or offered, right? So I'm 42 now, and for a very long time, probably 20 plus years of my life, I now looking back can see that I've been a real place of comfort and safety to people who needed to show some of their darkness, who needed to shed some of their shadows and step into the light. Yeah.
Here we go.
So that's been a natural gift of my heart over time. And combined with organizing, recording, keeping track of things, I can share this in myself wherever I go. It's not just in the online coaching business. It's not just in my messaging. It's not just in my day job or family or, you know, any one element. It's fully expressed when and where it feels right to show up. And even more recently, putting the healer and teacher piece together finally clicked in late last year. And now it's impacting my coaching programs where I'm doing a bit of women's circle along with business strategy. So it's webbing these things together. So we might find that we're showing up in different roles at different times, but the next level of that is bringing it all together and, you know, using those pieces very fluidly with what's in front of you.
Okay. And let's talk about the work we do, you and I, in the directory, like mm-hmm. the initiative that you had. Mm-hmm. How does that fit into the work you do, like you just explained? Maybe let's talk about the directory if you want to talk about it right now, mm-hmm. because I want to make sure we talk about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, Angelique is in the directory. The directory is a crazy idea I had to create a modern day Rolodex digital so that we can play hot potato with each other. So it's a landing page that features a number of the women that I know with a business and a little write-up about them and a link to opt into a program or freebie of theirs. And the way that we use this is by offering it out to our audiences so that if they're looking for a certain kind of service provider, we can help them find that person. If they're not exactly for us, they might be for someone we know. And this is a bit more of an organized and collaborative way where we have an invested interest to share this, listing of women with each other, because Angelique has people for me, that Starlin has people for Angelique, that I have people for Starlin, and we all mix together so we can leverage our efforts rather than build our audience and share our message in a linear way.
Yeah. So we'll also put the link to this if you want in the description.
Yes,
of the video.
Yeah. For everybody. Okay, cool. Yeah. If you want to apply, you come and have a conversation with me.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I have a Google form. Because the other piece of what I do is I bring people together, right? And so I'm not a solopreneur. I'm a collaborapreneur. And if you come into my space, you better be ready because we're going to go on a ride together. And I will fill up the space behind you to encourage you to, you know, get on stage, to step into the light, to get yourself out there and to be in company. It can be scary on your own. So we have it in company in a sisterhood where we can do it together.
I love that you share this because that's kind of behind the idea of writing the book Visible. I really explore my own story about how even when we seem to be visible, mm-hmm. we're still hiding. Mm-hmm. So the first question I have for you, because of all your experience, and I'm seeing you blossoming online even more, like every month, can you share in what you can recall, you know, a pivotal moment where in your journey you felt invisible, mm-hmm. and how did that shape your approach to become more visible thanks to your business or your mission?
Yeah. If I am standing on the street corner by myself, sharing my message, I'm lost in, you know, everybody's day to day. And so as a startup, it can be lonely to try and get your message out there, and it can be noisy to get your message out there. Part of what's important in my own story too is I was working as an online business manager, where I was bidding on contracts, basically trying to get hired by a company, by a CEO who needed some help in the operations of her business. And so that was also very behind the scenes where I love to stay. I realized I actually love being behind the scenes. I love being the second in command and supporting someone else as her. And then after some time of that becoming too overwhelming for me to manage in the other pieces of my life, I shifted into putting myself on stage. And so stepping outside of serving others is serving myself while serving others. And this, in a way, allows me, like, it's less about myself and more about the connection. And then the gifts can flow more freely. Like, I'm doing my part for others to be able to do their part. And then we can help each other in loosening any doubts or insecurities, because we're being encouraged together. Is that making sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I like the idea that you said, you know, when you work to make someone else shine, you realize that the shadow feels good. And then when it's time for you to take the forehead of the locomotive, it's mm-hmm. like another story, right?
Yeah.
I love this. So what I want to ask you now is, what was your biggest fear about becoming visible before you became who you are today, you know, online, because mm-hmm. you're very visible online? And what strategies or mindset shifts that you had to overcome, Mia?
Okay, grab your tissues. I was scared of being rejected. I was scared of not having value. I was scared of people not seeing my heart and feeling the love I had for them that I wanted them to have for themselves.
Wow.
And what shifted was I gave that love to myself, which is the juxtaposition of talking about being in the shadows as an OBM to stepping on stage as the healer and teacher, or coach, if you prefer, that I am. And being able to deliver that work from a deeper place, from a more authentic place of self, that had to come in my own journey of giving that to myself first. So,
but Mia, how do you know when you're ready for that? Like, for someone who is, you know, probably, I don't know about you, how it was for me, a lot of frustration. You are like always stuck in the same place and you wonder why. You've been through all the business courses, you've been through all the things, you bought all the things, and it's, you're still there. So how do you...
Sometimes an hour ago, I'm still there.
But how do you know that you're ready to move and actually move?
How do you know? You know when you know, but how do you get to that point? You know, we're all on our own time and space, but once you start to look for it, things will come your way and you will either recognize them and start to pursue them or not. And so one of the things that came my way was the sisterhood where Angelique and I met, which was through Tracy Litt at the Litt Factor and Mind Magic. And when that came my way, interesting story, and Tracy, if you're listening, you might have not heard this,
We're going to tag Tracy.
The first time it came through, the first time my magic came through, I was like, what the hell is this? It just whoosh was like, didn't make sense to me, didn't resonate, didn't anything. And about 9 months later, I was exposed to it again through their marketing. And all of a sudden it made sense. So you'll get hints and indications, and you'll get drawn into the frequencies or vortex of others, and your time will come up when you're ready. So let me see if I can even dial in the context to this. I have a magnet on the fridge that I absolutely adore that says, opportunity is being prepared and aware at the same time, right? So you're getting ready for something. You don't know what you're getting ready for. You're growing in awareness, and eventually they line up, and opportunity comes, and you recognize it, and you can move in action towards it.
Yes. I love how you say, I saw it once and I said, what the hell is this? Yeah. Then marketing did the job.
Repeat, came back.
Repeat, come back. What the thing is? What is that thing? Yeah. Oh, it bugs me and you keep seeing it. It's like, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of my story with the same program, you know. I love it. Oh, thank you for sharing, you know, vulnerability like this, like sharing this. It's really amazing, because this is when we start to be vulnerable and being open to share those moments where we're not sure, that you start to transform. You start to open up the door to new possibilities. And then when you get someone like you or communities that fill up the space in your back, then you're set up for success. You cannot go back. You cannot go back.
No, it's like the Matrix, right? Whatever color pill that Neo took, there was no going back. He didn't want to taste steak again. He wanted to save the world. And, you know, I'm hungry to serve from my heart. That's what drives me. And whether or not I ever make a dime, or however much money I've already made and yet to make, I have to do this because, like, I will just shrivel up into nothing if I don't. So it's bigger than me. It has to come through me and has to go out there in the world. And that is more important than any financial or other, because for the lives that do get touched by my work, by my heart, but I have, you know, we always come up against fear of rejection, but that doesn't mean that we don't try to do it anyway. And continue to grow to do that. And your confidence comes from repeated action. So if you stop, you're not going to be able to reach that next level of yourself that will bring forth the other things that you're seeking and the people who are seeking you.
Definitely. Definitely. So that brings me to this, you know, in what ways, the fact that you decided to make that choice to grow and expand and heal the part of you that feels rejected, how to decide and choose to go that way, which we don't know, it's completely unknown when we start the work, right?
Yeah.
How did that impacted your business?
I was able to shift from worrying about other people and how they would reject me to finding my own value and worth. So it's taking that personal responsibility and knowing that, you know, I have value regardless, and I can pursue this and suck at it, but get better if I want by doing it over and over. It's a skill practice over and over. And it just comes from giving yourself safety to experiment. Because nothing is for sure. And even if you build a successful coaching practice, you don't know what's coming your way and what may impact the current systems or client portfolio or whatever you have in place. So why not just experiment and see without attachment to outcome? And like I said, for me, like I can't imagine not doing it. I don't watch a lot of TV. I do read at the end of the night, every night for pleasure. But I just can't imagine not doing this in some way every day, because it grows my heart and that feeds me. And then I can share that with others so they can grow their heart. So making that choice is, giving yourself an opportunity to see what more you have, and not more in a pressured way, but more in a fuller, a bigger way, an energetic way.
Do you have an example of something that is maybe recent or later, but where you did that, power move without knowing, and then it had an impact, and you realize like, oh my God, when I do this, this can happen. Mm-hmm. Do you have an example that comes to mind where you were very reluctant, but you knew that you had to step towards, like forward, and then you did it, and then bam.
So sure, the podcast. So I have a podcast called Powerful Inc. Startup Stories, and we interview behind the scenes of what it's like to be new in business and trying to find your way and navigate the so-called roller coaster, which we could have a whole conversation about that. But the podcast was an idea that I sat on. And when I finally said, enough's enough, are we doing this thing or not? And you guys, I did like a real rough and dirty, and I keep it that way now still, version of a podcast, because it's an example of not being perfect, but of taking action. And at the end of the day, my podcast is performing well, if we look at the metrics, without intro music, without, necessarily even SEO optimized wording and all this sort of thing. People are showing up and finding me. People are wanting to participate. It's no longer mine. It came through me, but it's no longer mine. And it blew open my online presence, my online network, my confidence, because I'm talking to strangers for an hour. When I started, I did 8 a month. It was so dumb to do that many at once, but it's fine. It was great. And now it's in its whole new space of being, and I've grown as a result in knowing who I am and what I'm capable of. I've proven to myself what I'm capable of. And especially as a power move, the first episode was recorded on my phone in the back of my car at like 5:30 a.m. because I had sleeping kids that I didn't want to disturb, and I didn't know how loud I would be in my office off the bedroom, situation. And here we are, 47 episodes and counting later. And just it led to more and more and more. It led to creating the Collaboratory, my Facebook group. It led to now owning and hosting women's circles. It led to being introduced to other women and very comfortably talking to a stranger for 10 minutes and then recording a high value, high impact, fulfilling conversation.
Wow, that is an example that I really want everybody to take note of, because that's how we get there. Mm-hmm. That's how we get there. Action.
One thing. Like, I use the weight loss example all the time. If you want to lose weight or just be healthier, so we're like drop the vanity element of it, what can you do? You can stand up. You can walk around the house. You can eat one less, baked good a day, like me, coffee and baked goods in the morning. I'll go all day on that, right? So you just take one small step towards it and then see what's going to come back as the return on that, right? And to this day, 47 episodes plus later, I self-produce the podcast. I have no intention of adding intro, outro music, any of that, because I want to continue to be an example of, yes, imperfect action and freaking simplicity, so that you don't have shit saying that gives you an excuse to an excuse.
Damn right.
Right?
Yes. So, which segue to the kind of final question. because I know you and I, we could talk all evening.
I'm so fired up right now.
Like I'm really like limiting myself. I probably should not. No shooting here.
I'm choosing to
because I'm respectful of your time and I appreciate that you are here. But okay, to the people watching or listening the podcast here, what advice would you give to an entrepreneur who is not visible yet, either online or even to themselves? Because I know you know that, Mia, but becoming visible online is about becoming visible to yourself, because entrepreneurship is going to get you in all the corner where you've been hiding for decades. So
becoming visible online is becoming visible to yourself. Okay. Angelique Binet, you heard it here. Tattoo it on your arm. That is so beautiful. And here, cue the tears. Because that is what it's all about. You are holding yourself back. And honestly, like what you see here is a product of everything that's come before it, right? Like here's a very just rambly but relevant example. I teach bike skills. I teach people how to ride their bike in and around the track. Yeah. It's like, and they pay me. I would do it for free, but they pay me $25 an hour to go and hang out on bikes and empower people. It's the best. And so I used to ride my bike on the sidewalk because I didn't know how to ride my bike on the road. And I am now teaching people confidently and taking them out on a bike ride in the various communities around vehicles how to ride their bikes, because I had shifted from starting. I had to start somewhere. So I started on the sidewalk. Then I got a job that put me through the most intense bike training. I almost pooped my pants at some of the things they had me do because I was still a baby, relatively speaking, as a cyclist, to now teaching. This is the progression, right? So we start off as babies who, again, I'll wait till you finish your drink, poop themselves to now knowing when and where to go to relieve ourselves, right? So when you're starting out, for crying out loud, give yourself that grace and know that it's not about where you are. It's about the decision to where you're going. And the only way to find out where you're going is going to be to keep moving towards it. Detours, everything. Just be willing to see and continue, because yes, being visible online is being visible to yourself. Just freaking mess around until you start to click into place and things are going to happen. I was a highly insecure, perceived undesirable, ugly duckling teenager who sucked her thumb for 10 years and had like, it felt like I had buck teeth out to here, right? Now I am owning, more comfortable in my skin, in my looks. Sure, I had braces, which helped, you know, a fair bit, but being comfortable with who and what I am, and that frees up all of this sort of human bullshit to do what your heart's got to do.
I am listening. I let the words come in. Thank you so much for your energy. Can I ask you a question? It's a memory question.
Yeah.
Do you remember the very first time you showed up online to share your message or for your business, even if it was not the same business as now, like the very first time? God.
Yes. 3-ish years ago. Yeah. And I would hide behind graphics. So I would use graphics and little Canva, love Canva, you know, to get my message out there and just kind of create art with value, I guess. But my first lives, you know, they were awkward. They were raw. I could dig one out and we could throw it in so that people can see, so that you can see where we start from, right? That contrast is so important to remember. Like, we don't look like we did as babies. So we're not going to stay looking the same as a new business owner to, you know, a practiced business owner.
Definitely not. And you're going to take a lot of compassion, grace, healing, cry, jump.
Play, right?
Play, connections.
Yes.
So talking about connections, where can we learn more about you, Mia?
Well, I generally say come and find me on Facebook or Instagram, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Come and either join me in my Women's Circle group, Powerful Circles on Facebook, or come and ask to be a member of the Collaboratory, which is under Powerful Startups is the name of the group, the URL link online. I'm hosting a Women's Circle on February 28th. Around 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard. Free event, monthly event, Women's Circle. They're contemplative and self-exploratory. It's like a journal prompt journey in a way, but always around a theme and taking a look at yourself. And I like come be a guest on the podcast. There's so much going on that if you want to be a part of it, if you want to, you know, have some of this feeling, it's yours too. And you just open it up and let yourself flow. So find me on Facebook, come to the Women's Circle, you know, just reach out. Like I'm here for you. My heart is always open.
We have a big hello from Haley, who said, yeah. Good to see you both. Keep being you. What a beautiful word to wrap up the series that is called Stepping into the Light. Keep being you.
Yes.
Okay, Mia, I will put the links in the description, whether you're on the podcast or on the other platforms. I'll put your link so that people can go and check you out.
Yeah.
And if you want, to be kept in the loop of the book that I'm going to launch, you know, Mia, I will tell you because I know you're going to enjoy the book because it's exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I have also a Facebook group. Mia, I don't know if you're in the Facebook group, but I'm going to invite you.
Yeah.
In the Facebook group, when I say in that Facebook group, we have a caliber of woman entrepreneur energy creators that my dream is to take all the women in that group and do a retreat at some point together.
Yeah.
That I would love to.
Here's my money. I'll see you there.
I don't know. We need a good building that can resist.
The energy, right? It has to be seismic plus.
So, you know, if you join Mia's group and if you want to see more of the women that I'm inviting here for this series, you join the group at Social Media Love called smlcommunity.com. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put in the link. And then just make sure, I think that's the word you inspire me to say to wrap up as well. Make sure that you don't stay alone in your corner. Mm-hmm. The power, like Mia and I, we met, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
We never met in person. Mm-hmm. But we've been doing a bunch of stuff together. You're inviting me on your panels. And I know it's just the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Because as you say, it's a flow of expansion that is tangible. We want a flow of people to come with us because everything is possible. If you have a dream, you can make it happen. As long as you bring your mind, your body with yourselves, and you surround yourself with a community of like-minded women, inspiring women who never let you down. And that's what you are for me, Mia, like as part of the community we belong. So thank you.
Angelique, you've been in my space for a while. And when our relationship started to get more serious, you helped me own more of my worthiness. And so that helps me show up more confidently because now I'm not making it up. I'm not this crazy chick who's like screaming from the heart. This is a real thing. And people are seeing me and it is validating, but it's the most healthy validation where it's not an external circumstance. It's proof showing up because Angelique is trustworthy and authentic and professional and desiring for others to have success as she has success. And this is what you're saying about the community we raise. So being in your space is an absolute delight and an absolute like badge of honor that I wear because I for a long time, even in the mind magic community, ironically, still held back on my worthiness of being good enough to be around women like you.
Wow.
Right?
Ooh, I'm receiving it. I'm warm.
And I'm crying again.
I love it. Okay, Mia, I'm going to let you go and we're going to continue that collaboration one way or another because I love hanging out with you. Plus, now I know you're Canadian. I had no idea. I just love how, for me, nobody has any boundaries. Like, you could be from anywhere. You're the same. That's something I want to bring here too. Make sure that don't put boundaries. Everything is possible anywhere with anybody. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for watching. If you have comments, let us know because it's important. I'm going to tag you, Mia. Mia, mm-hmm. you can jump in the comments. Mm-hmm. Like, don't keep yourself from asking questions or sharing what really hit you today. Yeah. Okay. Ciao, ciao. Mia, keep you in the green room for a minute.
Oui.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angelique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.